The American Academy of Pediatrics weighs in on a lot of health and development issues, but this is the first time it's officially supported early literacy. UW Health pediatrician Dr. Dipesh Navsaria is part of a National Academy panel that has been assessing what drives early brain development. At a recent talk to the Madison Rotary Club, he explained how his job is changing.
The new world of pediatrics, in a sense, is not just ear infections and runny noses. We still do plenty of that, of course. But the brave new world, in a sense, that we inhabit is of developmental assurance. How do we get a child really being ready to live in our society, to be further educated, to be a productive member of the world that we all inhabit?
In a policy statement, the Academy said reading regularly to children stimulates brain development needed for language and social skills. Navsaria stressed it's more than just hearing words that sparks brain development.
And what decides whether we get good wiring or not so good wiring, so to speak, is the nature of children's interaction with those around them, with people, not products, okay? Those in the first 2 years of life, iPads, tablets, DVDs, TV of any kind is actually not going to drive development in the same way that interactions with people do.
Navsaria has spearheaded the national program known as Reach Out and Read at American Family Children's Hospital in Madison. Likewise, the Medical College of Wisconsin promotes Reach Out and Read in Milwaukee. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.